And as you know, there is a large South Asian community in the city of Abbotsford. What is your relationship like with the community?
Well, I actually have a really good story on that one. About 3 years ago, I had a young South Asian gentleman who asked if I would take him to his grad. And I have an older Corvette, and I said I'd love to. Then I got to know him through the Abbotsford Youth Commission, and every city councillor teamed up with one of the youth commission. I happened to get this young gentleman, and it ended up being a relationship more than I expected. His family had a fire in their house. They had some issues there. I helped him along with that. Then his sister was involved, where a lawyer was requested, and they sort of didn't know where to go, so I made a recommendation there. And it's turned out, all of a sudden, I get a phone call and said, "How can we help you out with your next election?" And I said, "My goal in this election is to work with the under 35 South Asian community and tell me what you want." So I've done volleyball, I've sat on the grass and say, "What do we need in your community that we can get more activity from that age group and from the South Asian community?" So we need more gym time, something where we can get together and just sit down and do activities. One thing is pickleball. Pickleball is a pretty easy sport. The young lady that I'm sort of my lead there is into pickleball. And so there's a lot of different things that we can get involved with that's got nothing to do with whether you're South Asian or Caucasian or whatever it is. And so I've worked hard at getting to the young people who introduced me to mom and dad, who mom and dad introduced me to grandpa and grandma. And I think we have to expand our relationships to not just the people that are around us or that you feel comfortable with. So I'm working hard for the next election to get the under 35 South Asians to be part of my campaign, to give me some suggestions and sign locations, all that kind of stuff. So I've really enjoyed it. And some of the people have come up and said, "I think you know my mom and dad." And then I go over to their place and have nuts and a drink or something. And it's a great way to make friends and just find out how some other areas of the city, their culture. So I've enjoyed that immensely.
What would your final message be to our listeners in the city of Abbotsford?
Well, I've been asked this question a few times in the last probably 3, 4 months, and it's probably one of the easiest questions for me to answer in that my parents and we come from the Mennonite background, and way back when a lot of people sponsored for other families come as immigrants. And so the answer to that question is doing volunteer work or doing something for others, expecting nothing in return. And I guess the way I like to model it is we got it modeled from my mom and dad and my wife's mom and dad. And we've tried to model it to our kids. And my one son is a pastor, and that's his lifeline, doing things that you don't expect others in return. And when you're dealing with other people that always expect something, modeling something like that of giving, giving, giving with nothing expected in return is hard for some people. And I think by getting involved with your neighbors, and then you get involved in school stuff, you get involved in sports, I think it's such a benefit to give. And the reward of meeting people down the road. road. I had a phone call just before this interview. Well, I think you know who I am, and I'm going, I just can't get a face to your name. Then they started, well, we were involved in this, and you were involved in that. You helped out with my son in sports. And it feels really good where you can give, and you get all these things coming back to you. And I think the little things that come back to people that give is, unless they do it, you know, volunteering or being involved in sports groups or in faith-based groups, the benefit always comes back to the person that gives. And so that would be my thing, to have Abbotsford residents getting involved with their neighborhoods and, you know, building on relationships and community. And I think we can solve a lot of our problems. We can't fix them all, but I think we can understand each other's problems, others' problems, by giving, not expecting something. So that's kind of my way we try to live in our place in, or in our house. And I think we try to model it and pass it on to neighbors and our family.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule, sir. And good luck in the upcoming election.
Well, thank you again for your time, and thanks for the good job you do for the community.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM. Join me again next week as I have another great episode for you.